Hello and welcome. We're now going to do our case for week five. And that case relates to partnerships. It's the case of Robert Congill versus Mark Maltofanano. I didn't pronounce that right. Maltofanano. It was a case that was decided in 2018, but which originated all the way back in 1985. The parties of this case were partners, and the partnership was formed in order to build a shopping mall in Poughkeepsie, New York, called the Galleria. And it consisted of the defendant, Maltofanano, with seven others, and the other partners were part of different sizes pursuant to the partnership agreement. There was a written partnership agreement in this case. The whole purpose of the partnership was to build this shopping mall, which was a rather prominent shopping mall in Poughkeepsie. It has since fallen into some challenges and has intermittently closed. But in 2018, one of the partners was very unhappy. He was a minority partner, and he sued on this action. The action related to the fact that the majority partners and one partner of the seven, which was Mazzell Associates, owned 56% of the partnership. And they drove the train. Why? Because of the fact that the partnership agreement required that a vote of 51% was necessary to do anything for the partnership. And that one partner owned 56%. So they controlled everything. And they got together with a few of the other partners who owned larger shares. The person who originally brought this action, who ended up being the defendant because it was a appellate case, but the original action was brought by Mr. Maltofanano, and he was contending that they weren't abiding by the partnership agreement. Now, he only owned originally 2.25% of the partnership, and that over time increased to 3%. The other partners didn't pay a darn bit of attention to him. And he was contending that he was not getting his fair share of the assets and the distributions. Well, those were all controlled pursuant to the partnership agreement, which was, as we said, one partner owned 56%. So they could basically decide who got what distributions, because that was what was contained within that partnership agreement. So within the partnership agreement, there was a provision that provided, and it was not clear on how the partnership could be dissolved. And what it said was that the partnership could be dissolved upon any partner. But it also said what grounds those partners would have. This partner who was unhappy, Mr. Maltofanano, went out and brought an action to dissolve the partnership and went around and saying that this partnership was dissolved because of that one line within the partnership agreement. Well, the other partners contested that and said this partnership could not be dissolved, and that those requirements within the agreement would not allow that. And they cited a section within the New York State partnership law that says that the fundamental breakdown in a relationship between and among the partners under Section 62 of the partnership law allows a partner to unilaterally dissolve the partnership. Well, the court said the partnership statute, the New York State partnership law, is only the default. And we talked about this when we talked about our section of partnership. The agreement can supersede that as long as the statute does not prohibit it. And this agreement did. This agreement specified the specific grounds under which a partnership could be dissolved. So even though there was that one line that says one partner could dissolve it, and even though the partnership law in New York State says that a single partner can unilaterally dissolve it, the whole four corners of the partnership agreement, the entire document when read as one document, states that a single partner can't, that you had to have an agreement of the partners to dissolve it, absent any misconduct. And Mr. Malafitano could not prove that there was misconduct. He was not being treated well, but that was the legal right that those partners had under the partnership agreement. So the court finds two things. First, that the partnership law in New York State, the New York State partnership law, is only a default. You can supersede its language by means of a partnership agreement, and that happened here. And the second thing they found was, guess what? That partnership agreement did not allow one single partner, absent a finding of all those requirements within the partnership agreement, to unilaterally dissolve the partnership. Now, this illustrates a couple things, and it's important to understand this. First, the partnership agreement is the controlling document. As long as it doesn't violate the New York State partnership law in that it doesn't go against something that it specifically can't supersede, then the partnership agreement controls. That's the number one thing. The law gives, the New York State partnership law gives the authority to partnerships pursuant to agreement to make their own pathway. As long as there isn't a provision, and there's some provisions within the New York State partnership law that say you partnership agreement can't do this. But absent that, a partnership agreement controls. And in this case, it did. And the second thing it shows is that when the partnership agreement controls, not every partner is automatically equal. It's the partnership agreement that says what the distributions are. In this case, it allowed the majority partners to make whatever distributions they want. They basically cut this partner out, but that partnership agreement allowed it. So why would you become a partner under those circumstances when you get no rights? This demonstrates our first principle, and that is, in a partnership, your partners can be more important than your spouse. You have to agree with your partners and understand that they have to have your rights with them. In this case, this individual partner who only owned 3% of the partnership was never going to be on equal terms, was never going to be listened to. He wasn't, and the partnership agreement provided that he didn't have to be. So guess what? He shouldn't have been partners with them under those circumstances, and he should have understood what he was getting. That's a harsh lesson, but he didn't have to invest with them. And under the circumstances of the partnership agreement, which is controlling, he should have known what he's getting, or should have gotten legal counsel to tell him what he was getting. So at the end of the day, two things. The partnership agreement generally controls. And number two, remember how important it is to select your partners wisely. Choose wisely, my son and daughters. Why? Because your partner can be more important than your spouse. See you next time when we start our interesting areas of corporations. Thanks so much.